Jeremy, Katie, and Josh.
Mix 100.
I'm all thrown off this morning. I didn't have my two hard-boiled eggs. I left them in the fridge at home.
Oh, no.
I don't know what I'm going to do.
Can't even start your day.
Like, I said out loud on the drive-in in my car, son of a... I forgot my eggs. Oh, I don't know what I'm going to do. Like, I am such a creature of routine and habit. I've got to have my two hard-boiled eggs every morning, and I'm just like, well, show's ruined today.
Yeah, right? That's it.
If the show sucks today, it's because of my routine. It's
honestly, you should have just turned around and gone
home.
I know.
You should have just stayed
I was
home.
Halfway here. I was like, should I turn back around? Nah, I'm not going to turn around for eggs, for goodness sakes. Today is National Blame Somebody Else Day today. It's a big day for Josh, so that's good. The other big thing going on is Friday the 13th. It's the only one of the year, it sounds like. So,
oh, wow.
If you're a fan of Friday the 13th, this is all you get. So soak it up today. And they're saying, for what it's worth, a poll found that a majority of Americans don't really care about today. Nobody cares about Friday the 13th. I'm that guy. I'm like, whatever. Although... I didn't get my eggs.
You
didn't.
And it's
very unlucky.
I always blame it. When things go wrong, I'm like, it's because it's Friday the 13th.
Look at that. There's a term for it. Illusionary correlation. Our tendency to make connections between unrelated things or events. So if you stub your toe or your spouse files for a divorce today, you walk in and with on your wife with another man. Wow, Friday the 13th.
Something little like you burn your rice.
Yeah, something little. Like you burn your rice.
Like you walk in on your
or
wife.
You walk in with your wife with two guys.
Oh.
Friday the 13th.
Would have just been one any other day.
My gosh.
It happened again. Honey.
Aww.
Not today.
You couldn't wait till tomorrow?
Get off of her. The good news is Krispy Kreme has a promotion today only where customers can receive a dozen original glazed donuts for 13 cents.
Oh, nice.
With the purchase of any dozen at regular price.
Oh.
So you got to purchase a dozen, but you get a dozen more for 13 cents. So
yes.
That's right up your alley, Katie.
Don't need a dozen
24
extra donuts.
Donuts.
We have 24 donuts.
Sitting at home, glazed
donuts.
Chipotle's
doing something too, though, right? Where like you put a tattoo on you and you get a free burrito.
I think you can show your tattoo.
Yeah, well, no, they have also temporary. It has to look like a Chipotle bag, I think, or something. It has to have something to do with Chipotle. But they have temporary ones that you can just put on there and get your burrito as well. So they're both doing
I want to go to there
I know,
and do
me
that.
Too.
I'm
going
to put a Qdoba burrito on my arm and see
get out.
See if I can get away with it.
Get out. It's funny that today's Friday the 13th because Katie came in this morning and was instantly complaining.
I was.
About her TikTok video.
Oh, is that
why? Because Katie thinks she's an 18-year-old girl.
No, I just, like, when I get mad, I take it out on TikTok. Like, I get up there and I create a video and I'm like, this is how I feel right now.
What was the latest video about?
So I was talking about how when I joined Facebook dating, which wasn't that long ago, I did it because I was just bored and whatever. But immediately, I'm talking... 20 minutes after I created my profile, I get a message from a guy, and my prompt on my profile is something like, let's get coffee and see where things go, right?
Mm-hmm.
And his response is, let's go get coffee, and you can
easy.
Do something naughty
easy.
Here, right? Like, do so. You could just go ahead and
one
insert
one of the
what
most
you think
naughtiest
there.
Things.
It's a pretty naughty thing.
It's a pretty naughty thing.
And so
I
then
was
I.
But I was on his side.
So,
like,
no, stop. I went to TikTok. I went to TikTok and I was like, really? Day one on Facebook dating, and this is what we get.
He was
and
coming
I,
in hot.
He was. And
hey, he
I
let
just,
you know what he wanted and
he
his
did.
Intentions.
And I said, this
pizza... Isn't that what ladies want? Is
it
just guys to tell you what they want?
No.
Yep.
I wanted a cup of coffee.
So did he.
And No.
He did
no,
too.
No, this was not appropriate. It was not okay.
I think he wanted pink
and
eye.
That's what I said. Oh. I got on TikTok and I was like, this Pizza the Hut looking mother...
Okay, all right.
Katie!
I'm just saying, that's what I said.
Holy
and then
so
I woke up this morning...
Pizza the Hut?
Again, because he's not good looking at all, and he thinks he can just come up... That's the first thing he says. This is not okay. It's not appropriate.
He was mighty bold.
I don't appreciate that kind of stuff, right? So then I made a TikTok about it, and it was funny, and I was talking to people and whatever, and then all of a sudden, I wake up this morning, and it was my fault, because I woke up and got on the internet, and that is never a good thing. You need some buffer time in between, right? Mm-hmm. Like, you can't just get right on the internet. But I did, and I opened up TikTok, and somebody had commented, imagine looking like this and coming for someone's appearance.
Whoa. Whoa.
That's all, because I'm
what?
Like, listen, I understand, like, maybe I'm not everybody's cup of tea, but I have seen internet ugly, and I am not internet ugly.
No, that's just everyday
fair.
Ugly. You're everyday
exactly.
ugly.
I'm just regular, normal ugly. I'm not
yes, thank
internet
you.
Ugly. I was so mad, and I just, like, I constructed so many responses to this guy, which, by the way,
yes.
I don't even know if it yes. was a guy or a girl, because their profile picture was the boss from Office Space.
He not Michael even, Scott.
He doesn't even have a real picture up. So he's coming for me with a fake profile picture?
That escalated quickly.
The thing I love, too, is don't say his profile name.
Yeah.
But it was something like, you know.
Yeah.
Do
yeah.
kind things to people.
Exactly.
Be kind
oh,
to people.
On.
It was
that
along
was...
those lines.
His bio's like, happy father of five and married to...
yeah, yeah. But his, yeah, the screen name was like the...
Well,
you know,
I was
yeah.
like, I
people
don't...
need kindness.
Yes.
And it was like,
others.
Then boom, yeah. he's coming in hot at Katie Cat.
And so I constructed so many responses, and then I just deleted the comment. I was like, I'm yeah. going to be an adult about this. This yeah. is probably what I'm supposed to do.
That's
but...
probably your best option is to not start a little TikTok war
yeah.
with some rando. Like,
it's kind of fun to do that, though, once in a while.
But I was not in the mood to start a fight with a random stranger on the internet. Like, that was not
you never
my
win
intention
those.
Yeah. with this. I just wanted to create a little humor about online dating because it is so hard, and it's just like, this is the not even hi, my name's Jorge, it's nice to meet you. It's like, this is immediately what he comes with, and I just,
we already know his name because his profile,
why don't you just do it then? Why, you should have just done it and see, it might have been great.
No, Jeremy, that's not my intention.
You need to change up your attitude
we're
a little
coming
bit.
Up here on
like what you've
Katie.
Been doing has not been working. So maybe this next time you just jump in and say, hey, yeah, let's do those various activities you are suggesting right off the bat.
Coffee and
you
a
might
snack.
You might fall in love.
Well, and you know what? I think if I was that upfront and honest and just like, let's go do the thing.
A guy
like,
would fall in love with you in 2 seconds.
Maybe I'd scare him away. Maybe he'd be like, oh gosh, no one's ever said yes.
Never mind.
I don't know what to do with my hands. Like, that's well, what I think.
Everyone right now is like,
happen.
What did he ask yeah, her to do?
I know. What was
what
it?
Was
what
it?
Was it? It was naughty.
Something
it was
naughty.
Really naughty.
It was naughty.
You would probably want to shower first.
Yeah.
So.